all the talk. Everybody's saying it. ECW and TNN. ECW is going to take TNN to the extreme. And you think about ECW, and you think about the guys with the barbed wire baseball bats, the guys with the most vicious chair shots in the wrestling business, the guys with the flaming tables, power bombing each other through them. And then everything settles, and you look through it all, and there's me, the world heavyweight champion, standing there with the two most vicious weapons in this business, in this federation, and that's these hands. You see, I don't need a weapon. My hands are my weapons. You can ask all the supposed superstars that been through the doors of Extreme Championship Wrestling. The guys that I faced. The new big time, big WWF superstar, the Manila Man, Chris Jericho. I dumped him on his head and he tapped out. Then, the guy that's supposed to take WCW to all new heights, Shane Douglas. Good luck, brother. I don't think you're back strong enough to carry that company. Shane faced me, and I took this from him. Ah, he didn't tap. He played hero. So I choked him out. I took his air from him and choked him out. Then, the beast from the east, the world famous, Bam Bam Bigelow, the big monster from Jersey, dumped him, hooked him, he tapped. You see, the list goes on and on. Too Cold Scorpio, threw him, he tapped. Chris Candido, dumped him, he tapped. And then that jerk, that idiot, that schmuck, Jerry the King Lawler. I choked him out, he tapped out, and that was easy. It was a night off. You see, the fact of the matter is, I'm the guy your mother warned you about. I'm the guy that ain't your kid's role model. You see, you don't want your children to grow up like me. You don't want them to do what I do. I'm not the guy that's going to go on TV and do an acting gig or hang out with the media or schmooze with the Hollywood types. I'm too busy training to defend the most prestigious title in the wrestling world today. I am the ECW World Heavyweight Champion. For a reason. I live by a motto called kill or be killed. That's what I'm about. Stay tuned. Look for me. I'll be the guy with this, dumping people on their head and making them tap out. You see, my name is Taz, and I am the ECW World Heavyweight Champion. Beat me if you can. Survive if I let you.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, this is the Queen of Extreme, Francine, and you are listening to Phil, Jay, and that pin in the ass Choppy on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
All right, let's try these out. The Shining Wizards is a funny wrestling podcast. Nah. The Shining Wizards is an insightful wrestling podcast. Too confusing. The Shining Wizards is an entertaining podcast. Something off. I got it. The Shining Wizards is a great wrestling podcast that airs live Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. East on RantDMRadio.com and is available on all podcasting platforms. Yeah, I think that covers it. Visit ShiningWizards.com for more information, and please join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. I don't know. If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say.
Dark Satellite Media.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude to walk the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. You're looking at the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
Good evening. We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network,
part of Dark Satellite Media.
Dark Satellite Media. I'm Philly Raya.
I'm Choppy.
And we know that
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
I saw Jimmy Ferrari in there from speaking to Dark Satellite Media.
And I'm over here now.
He's here.
I saw him before. What's up there, Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. I saw Double A in there.
Let me show you how you suck it.
Richie's in the house.
Yeah, is he?
Richie.
Anybody see Richie?
There he is.
I saw my brother Rob.
Shaylin's in the house. Doing flips
and shit. Oh, look at that. Shaylin's in the house.
Well, Lottie frickin' duh!
Anyway, I saw Money Mike in there. My man James. A lot of people in there tonight. Thanks everybody for saying
that. Oh, so that's how they're gonna fix the situation with the world titles.
How are they gonna do that?
Lesnar quit SmackDown to go to Raw, and now they have the Fiend on SmackDown with the Universal title.
Wait, the Fiend won the title?
Oh shit! You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he won the Universal title. Yeah.
Oh, at the Crown Jewel?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
He won the belt.
Yeah, I didn't see it all.
I fucked up now. I didn't know that.
No, you didn't fuck it up. It's fine. We're gonna go over the results anyway. Guys, we're sorry. I didn't watch a ton of wrestling this week. Neither did Choppy.
Not really.
Just a throwback, and I watched NWA. I'm having a really hard time right now, and Choppy's just been busy at work. So, before we get into anything, I want to give a shout-out to a couple people. We'll get into the convention in a minute. I want to shout Mr. X, our buddy Mr. X. You guys don't know Brian. He's one of our dearest friends, one of our... like earliest supporters, and he's been in our back pocket forever. Not active on social media anymore as much as he used to be.
Correct.
But he's been a fucking friend, and we hung out with him in Chicago last year, and I talk to him almost every day, and he's going through a hard time, so keep him and his family in your thoughts. Our boy Jay from Philly, Jason Sutherland, he had some shit going on in his community. Keep Jay in your fucking thoughts too, and his family and all that. This show, this scene, this podcast is probably the best thing I've done extracurricular-wise in my entire life. I take much pride in what I do. Meanwhile, we don't have a lot of the great equipment. We don't have the best audio. We don't have the the hot topics, and we're not what's hip. But we are pretty consistent. And now that we've added Jay, we've added another level to the brand, and we added a lot of flavor. And bringing Choppy Board a couple of years ago was the best move I ever made in my life, because he became my family, he became my brother, and we're a tight community. And I had this conversation with our boy Rob last night. I had this conversation with Choppy's wife this morning at lunch, this afternoon. And I said, here's the deal. I put a new stand out. You could change the stand if you want. You could take Jay's mic if you want.
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. So, Jay won't be... But oh, there's Jay. He's joining the show. What's up, Jay? I'll just say Jay's not in tonight.
Fuck him.
No, it's not nice.
Fuck him.
No, that's all.
I like Jay. He's a good guy.
But here's the deal. We're a tight community, and we take care of each other, you know. And I've met lifelong friends through the show because of the show. And I've met friends that I broke bread with. I've had friends that now that my family. And I've met people from all over the world, all over the country. People in our backyard, at Shaylin in Staten Island. We got fucking Georgie uptown. There's a lot of heads out here. You know what I'm saying? We're not just another podcast. Is that we all look out for each other. And on the page, and you know, if there's something going on, you see somebody fucking, you going through some shit, you help them out, help her out, talk to them. No one's ever alone. Sometimes I feel like I'm alone. That's just because I'm a fucking mental case, but I'm not. Nobody really is alone. Talk to somebody. You know, this is a really cool outlet. We do a lot of cool shit on our pages, and we do a lot of cool shit with the show, and we do a lot of cool topics, and we mess around, we tongue-in-cheek it, you know, this one, you know, it's funny, because when something doesn't go on, we're like, what the fuck, what happened? Like, a couple weeks ago, Jay Choppy wasn't on, and everybody's like, wow, this show sounds so different. I was like, yo, man, it's fucked up. But, all jokes aside, if there's anything going on, please... Let us know. Talk to us. If you have something going on, you can't handle something, please. If you can reach out to us, or if you have a family to reach out to, you got friends, you got clergy, anybody in your neighborhood, just keep it fucking tight. Keep a tight ship. I'm telling you, man, I have days where I don't even want to get up. I have days where medicine's not working. Even lately, I got days where I just don't want to be here. Ever, you know? But you keep it moving, and you fucking persevere, and you just, you know, remember... What you're doing, remember who your friends are, what you're striving for, what your family is, what your purpose is on this planet. Our purpose is to rock the fucking microphone and entertain you guys every week. And that's what we're doing. So thank you so much for joining us every week. Thank you to all the new people that have been tuning in and sending us messages. Thank you for the people we met last Saturday. We'll get into that. Brother Jay's in the room. You all guys are the best, watching from the garden. All right. What's up, brother?
Jay.
Jace,
I love you too, my friend.
He said, I'm a Choppy guy.
Wow.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
By the way, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for sticking up for me with Francine, you fucking jerk off.
You guys heard, she's like, you listen to Phil, Jay, and she goes, and that pain in the ass Choppy.
But you notice the sensuality in her voice when she said that. You notice that, right?
Yeah.
She's like, you know what, this guy's nice.
I didn't mean wrestling frustrations, boss. I meant frustration, period. There's a lot of shit going on with some of our people that are, you know, that they're having a hard time in their personal lives. And we got into a little thread, myself, Jason, Mott, Spock, the other day. Like, it is what it is. I've come to AA with shit, too, man. I've almost quit the show a couple of years ago. AA talked me off a cliff, man. Matt, Eddie, Tony, and fucking, and the other guy that used to be on the show, they fucking filled in for me 1 week. They're like, you know what, if Phil's not doing the show, we're doing the fucking show this week. And they all got together and did the show. That's what we have. That's what we have here. We have family. It may not be functional, it may not be ordinary, But it's a family nonetheless, and we take care of each other. And sexual tension was there. Jesus Christ. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. We're missing SmackDown. I apologize. I had to unpack from last week because this dick didn't unpack the car, so I had to pack. And then I did organize, though. I did reorganize the suitcases and shit. And then Choppy came home from work, and he became Mr. Mom and had to cook and clean and all the other shit, so we didn't get to do SmackDown. So thank you all for filling us. Triple H, Shawn Michaels are on SmackDown tonight. I saw Ciampa before, right, fighting The Miz.
Yep.
I really can't wait to see SmackDown now. I hope I can get a replay of it when I get home somehow.
Oh, yeah. Check out that gimmick that, German has.
Yeah, Adam Cole versus Daniel Bryan.
Holy shit!
Wow. That's the main event tonight?
What?
Wow.
NXT Heavyweight Champion versus Daniel Bryan?
Wow.
We're going to talk about a Ring of Honor main event? That's one right there.
So listen, AEW, look at that. Look at what's going on. You know, I fell asleep during Crown Jewel because I went to the movies last night.
It's an NXT title match.
No shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I went to the movies last night with Rob, and then I started drinking heavily last night.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there was something wrong with it. I'll tell you offline, mm-hmm. But I did something really stupid today on Facebook and whatever. I took it off. But either way, I drank, came home, put Crown Jewel on, and then me and Augie just fucking tapped out because it was it was that kind of party. Mm-hmm. So Terminator last night was really good. Rob and I had a really good time. Thank God the plane got delayed in Saudi Arabia because SmackDown's good. You want to get into that?
Yeah, let's get into that shit.
So apparently the plane was delayed and a lot of talent didn't make it. Hence why you're getting this special kind of a deal tonight. I'm knocking over IRS, and we'll get into that in a few minutes because we got some fucking wrestling figures here. IRS, otherwise known as I Really Suck. What the hell? What are you doing?
Pulling it up.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I just want to see if I could get a guesstimation of what the fuck's going on TV right now.
I mean, I could pull up the gimmick that Anime Mike?
I'll leave that.
Okay.
I hope I got the right link.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to find out.
So anyway, talk to me about this thing.
Well, apparently, we still don't know what's going on in Saudi Arabia, but apparently there was a little bit of an issue with talent over there. And some talent was able to go, and others were not able to go. Some of the few talent that was able to go was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was Brock Lesnar, obviously, and Vince. Those two were able to go.
Love you too, Jay. See you next week.
And very interesting. As I'm watching SmackDown, turns out that Corey Graves was not able to go. Come back, because I see a different announcement. Renee Young's still there.
Thanks for Renee for keeping the lights on, by the way.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That's what we're here for, buddy.
What Samoa Joe said to her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, so Lesnar just is popping up on TV now, so I'm seeing that now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chop. Carry on.
So yeah, a lot of the talent was not able to come over because due to an issue. It apparently got really serious because now they're thinking about calling in the big guns, which is Mr. Trump. Because that's the rumor going on. They're trying to say, I don't know what's going on, dude. But
I don't know. I don't think that's necessary.
But it's apparently it's a serious issue. I don't know why, but. So a lot of the talent was not able to come back to the States to do SmackDown. And then, so what's going on is they're going to try to do a... It looks like they're doing a Super SmackDown show because it's...
Super SmackDown show.
Because they have a lot... From what our friends are telling us on the chat room, that they're doing a... they're doing an NXT SmackDown kind of event right now. So I'm very happy that they decided to use NXT talent because guess what? Now that they're using NXT talent, let's segue into something else that I saw online that I...
Can we say a little Elaine first?
Yeah. Elaine's in the house. Yogi! Yogi! So, apparently, NXT talent is very... Some NXT talent are very upset with their pay.
Oh, yeah?
Very, very upset.
What's up, Mario from the Barrio?
Mario, what's up, dude?
Sorry about your Astros.
So...
I really am.
So, apparently, since they were told that since moving to USA, that they were going to get some raises.
Oh, because of the live television.
Correct.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got sponsorship.
Yeah, of course.
And apparently a lot of the guys are still making the same pay. And what makes it matters even worse is the fact that Finn Balor, who joined NXT a couple weeks ago.
Gotcha.
Is receiving his same main roster pay.
Well, they gave Nakamura fucking main event pay in NXT too.
Yeah, but that was.
And didn't they give Samoa Joe that kind of money too?
Yeah, but the problem is.
And Kevin Owens.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. Problem is that these guys were promised raises on their pay.
Uh huh.
And from what I can see now that they're being, I think that to kind of smooth, a lot of the guys are trying to get out of their contracts. Names are not being mentioned, but I can honestly tell you that I have a feeling who are the people that are really upset about this.
What up, JT?
I'm pretty sure Gargano was pretty upset about it because there were talks about Gargano going to SmackDown or Raw, and now he's on NXT.
Right.
And he's probably still getting, so an idea of what these guys are making right now on NXT, it's really not a lot. The pay from what I read online, the pay for NXT talent goes from between $55,000 a year to $155,000 a year, which is not a lot for all the work those guys put in the ring.
Yeah,
it's not a lot.
Okay,
and you have a guy like Finn Balor, who I fucking love. Finn Balor, don't get me wrong.
Who doesn't love Finn Balor?
Love Finn Balor, but to have Finn Balor there and he's making like a guaranteed million a year. He's guaranteed. He has a guaranteed salary of $1 million a year. If he doesn't work,
yeah.
And that kind of brought the morale down at the NXT roster right now.
Right.
So they're I guess the WWE officials are going to try to fix the situation with the pay, and I think this is why they're putting Lesnar NXT talent on SmackDown, and I also think that's the reason why they're putting NXT talent on Survivor Series to kind of like smooth things over for the NXT talent so they can make some pay per view money.
Yeah. Well. I mean, their misfortune is our gain, I guess, right?
It is, but it's not right, though.
No, I'm not saying it's right, but it's fun. I mean, we just made Survivor Series plans, so like we're gonna have some good food. Families coming.
Can I just say Survivor Series is gonna be lit this year?
Survivor Series is gonna be lit. Fucking NXT is gonna be lit. We'll go over AEW card for next week.
That's another thing. They're gonna have the first ever NXT Women's War Games.
Oh, so it's just that's it? That's the only War Games match?
So far, that's the only one that's been announced.
Oh, come on.
Stop. Stop.
Dude, don't do this to me, man.
Wait.
Don't do this to me.
So, there was a part on NXT this week.
I didn't see NXT, so go into it.
At the end of the show. I guess it was the end of the show. Undisputed Era gets a beat down by Keith Lee, Riddle, and I believe it's Tommaso Ciampa. And they get beat down by those three individuals, and then all of a sudden, Ciampa sees the NXT title in the ring. He goes to the corner of the turnbuckle, looks at the title. He grabs the microphone. He's like, "Goldie, you're gonna have to wait, baby, because Ciampa is declaring war on the Undisputed Era." So yeah, we might see a War Games with Keith Lee, Riddle, Ciampa, and then somebody else, which is probably going to be Gargano against the Undisputed Era in the War.
Shit.
Dude, doesn't this smell Four Horsemen all over it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, it's fucking great. I love it.
100%.
So, I don't know how healthy Ciampa is, but...
Well, he's back.
He's back, so it seems... I guess he is fine. So, yeah, you're right, James. NXT takeovers are always lit. So, I'm not even worried about NXT at all. I think NXT is going to be just fine. I think... I'm actually very excited for the Survivor Series, especially the fact that NXT... talent is going to be featured finally in Survivor Series, which to me shows that WWE is taking it seriously as NXT is not developmental anymore. They're also another brand. What's another thing? What was I going to say? NXT, and then I don't know if you people saw the NXT promo that Finn Balor did.
I could play that. I have it.
If you could please play that, that was phenomenal.
You want to play it?
Probably the best promo he's done in WWE. So just start it all over. Again.
2 months ago,
there it is.
I'm laying down for what's supposed to be the hottest new thing in the business just because he put on a new mask. Well, I just took my mask off, and now I'm the hottest thing in the business. And as usual, everybody's got their opinions. The fans got their opinions. The office got their opinions. The boys in the back got their opinions.
Bunch of Twitter tough guys out there on social media, huh?
You people.
You see, the
I mean the chat room people, dick.
There's too many fans in the locker room when they should be sitting out here with these people.
Oof.
Wow. Let's make one thing clear. I don't watch this business. This business watches me. Which brings me to Johnny Gargano. The heart of NXT. Johnny, congratulations. I heard you got out of hospital. But let me make one thing very clear. If you want your go again, I will send you straight back. And you won't be Johnny Wrestling. You will be Johnny Watches Wrestling. Exactly the way it's supposed to be.
I love that. How lit was that promo? Oh.
Yes, I must concur.
He said,
"The prince is back."
He said, "Johnny, your name won't be Johnny Wrestling. Be Johnny Watches Wrestling."
Johnny Watches Wrestling.
Yeah, he says, "I don't watch the business. The business watches me." I was like, "Yo, what a line!" Whoever wrote that, I think he said that all from the heart.
It's crazy.
What about that line at the beginning of the promo? 2 months ago, I laid down to a guy who put on a new mask, and then I just took off my mask recently, and now I'm the hottest thing in the wrestling business. So I'm like, "Yo." That shit was so good.
That's fucking hysterical.
I love Finn Balor. You know what? Fuck that. I love Prince Devitt. He's the shit. Love it. I'm loving everything.
Oh, man.
NXT is lit, dude.
It's true.
You know what? NXT has always been good.
Yeah, of course.
Even the early days in like 2012 when they were still getting, you know, building their roster. Remember that time period where I was like, "Yo, NXT's losing a lot of talent."
Oh yeah,
and you kept saying, and you were like, "Choppy, don't worry, it's gonna be good."
Yes,
it is lit, dude. It's so good.
Correct.
Riddle, Keith Lee, Donovan Jerkoff, or was his name Dominic?
Dijakovic.
Yeah, close enough. And then you have fucking
Undisputed Era.
Undisputed Era. You got Cameron Grimes. Used to be Trevor Lee. You had fucking yo, did you see that match with Bronson Reed and Shane Thorne, the guy from TM61?
Not this week.
Oh.
I didn't see NXT this week.
Oh, that Bronson Reed is a mastodon, dude.
Oh, that big, the big guy?
Oh, that the guy from Australia?
Sure, yeah.
He's a mastodon, though.
I call him the Jeff Cobb wannabe. Jeff Cobb square.
No, stop.
He looks like Jeff Cobb.
He looks like a fucking Samoan Vader, bro. He looks great. He did a super fly splash off the top rope onto Shane Thorne. He killed the guy almost. Love this guy. But, yeah, the show, I think NXT is a great thing right now. And I feel bad because I haven't been keeping up with AEW, and I should be keeping up with AEW because I heard it's really good as well.
Yeah.
Just don't have enough time. But the show, what was the other thing I liked? The match with Tyler Bate and Cameron Grimes.
Yeah.
That was a good match. And then fucking Killian Dane attacks.
Well, that was last week, though, right? I saw Cameron Grimes fought last week, and then he had some beef.
And he fought again this week.
He fought again this week.
Okay. He fought Tyler Bate. And then Tyler Bate was attacked by Killian Dane. And then Killian Dane goes up to Tyler Bate and he's like, "Tell your boy Pete Dunne I'm coming after him." Oh, I can't wait for those two to fucking tear each other apart.
It is fantastic, Shaylin, I have to agree.
And it's such a simplistic formula. Bad guy has a problem with good guy fights bad guy. There's none of this fucking horseshit with Bobby Lashley and fucking Rusev Machka. There's none of this bullshit where, you know, where Lana's taking a 9-inch cock in the mouth. I mean, like, come on.
Wait a minute. Wait.
It's terrible, man. It's horrible, that fucking storyline.
Nice, lemon ice.
What the fuck?
Did you hear the reason why Lana went with Bobby Lashley on Raw?
Wow, we got...
You want to hear what the reason why?
Why?
She says that Rusev is a sex addict. All he wanted to do was have sex with me. And the crowd was in love with Rusev at this point. He's like smiling and laughing about it.
Okay, terrific.
And then he was like, yeah, all Rusev wanted was a baby. I can't have a baby with I'm with this fucking body or whatever. Just free. I was like, this is fucking horrible. I hate the Bobby Lashley storyline. First off, Sloppy Lashley's horrible in the ring.
Lana, where did you get this baby from?
I got it from a Negro.
Whoa!
Where did you get it, Lana?
I got it from a Negro.
And we all know Lana spelled backwards is anal, so.
Okay, terrific.
Wow, we're on fire today.
Lana's blue nut. Tear that shit up.
Yo, it's like that rock set song.
My wife never complains about my 9-incher.
Oof.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
With your 9-inch wooden spoon?
Let me show you how you suck it.
It's like that Roxette song.
You got the look?
No, yeah.
It must have been love?
No, you got the look. What? The brown-eyed girl turned into that blue-eyed girl turned into brown-eyed, whatever the fuck it was. Oh, dude, that's
a... blow our own horn, but toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, it was an interesting week of wrestling. Speaking of wrestling, what'd you think about NWA Power?
I did watch that.
That shit was fantastic.
Let's talk about... one about simplicity. Bad guy has beef with good guy, but good guy has a beef with everybody. How about that? And the bad guy doesn't give a shit. So the bad guy goes and recruits, and in this case it's James Storm, North American champion. He recruits the tag team champions.
The Wild Cards.
The Wild Guards against the world champion, Magnus.
Nick Aldis.
Aldis. And he teams up with Cole Cabana and fucking Ken Anderson.
Yeah, dude.
How about Aaron Stevens, a.k.a. fucking Damian Sandow, jobbing to the new kid.
Ricky Starks.
That was fun. What up? Oh,
Scotty's in the house.
He's in the fucking building,
wow, man.
Wow. Look who's in the motherfucking house.
Are you serious?
Scott! Former co-host of Turnbuckle Throwback.
It's a star-studded chat room right now.
Scott! That's our boy, man.
What's up?
What up, Scott? I miss you, brother. Anyway, so yeah, that's a nice six man. And then my boys Homicide and fucking my I love Eddie Kingston. You know, I'm an Eddie Kingston mark from way back. They fought the fucking the
Dawsons.
I call them the Dumpy Briscoes.
They suck.
I call them the Dumpy Briscoes.
They suck. Oh my!
What are your thoughts on the ACH issue? We're gonna get into that in a minute.
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna talk about that.
Oh, we get into that in a minute.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you for reminding me, JT. I have it written down, but the fucking, you know, it's the simplicity. I still don't like the women's wrestling. I'm not a fan.
They're not terrible.
It's not bad. It's just, I'm not a fan.
Wasn't even the women's champion. I always forget her name, dude.
She spells it differently too. With the she has the fucking streak. She has like the.
She's got the Seth Rollins haircut.
Yeah.
The color. Whatever.
Well, she got the Lillian Munster fucking hair.
Yeah, that
you know?
Thing.
Yeah. So.
But it's a really good show.
Yeah. I liked it. And I like that everybody's getting involved now. You know what I'm saying?
It's like everyone has an issue with somebody.
It's so good. And how about the crazy dude. He fought fucking.
What, the Festus? What's his name? Josephus?
Josephus.
Josephus, whatever the fuck his name is?
Josephus.
He fought fucking Trevor Murdoch.
Trevor Murdoch can look. Chop his head. He looks the same. I'm fighting for a contract, okay? You can have it, buddy. I like Trevor Murdoch. He's a throwback.
It's a dirty dick?
Yeah.
Cornette always says he reminds me of Dirty Dick.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I have. Their pay-per-view is coming up December 14th. I'm probably going to do a pre-show for that. I don't know if it'll either live on the rant or record it for the rant. I'm working on a podcast for the NWA. I don't know if we're going to do a Patreon thing for it, if we're going to put it up free or not. I don't know. I'm undecided. But I've been taking notes every show, and I'm just fucking enthralled in it. It's so good. It's my Tuesday night on the way home gimmick.
It's an easy watch for me on Wednesday mornings before I go to work. I'll watch a little bit of it, and it's just an easy watch. It's just an easy 45 to 50-minute watch. I love it.
I agree.
And I'm very excited for what the company has in store for their talent. So right now, if we look at it very closely, we have the NWA Power Show has an NWA World Champion. You have the World Tag Team Champions. You have the National Heavyweight Champion. And you have the Women's Champion. Now, can I just say something? How mint is that, the United States title?
The North American title.
Or the National Heavyweight title, whatever the James Storm is wearing.
Yeah, National. Yeah.
That title's mint, dude. I like the way it looks. Old school.
It's got the old flat weight belt gimmick with the plates on it. It's the same belt it was fucking 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, Flair had. It was great.
Nah, it's pretty dope. I'm not mad at it.
You like the 10 pounds of gold, though. I know you like the 10
Come on, the Sweet Charlotte?
You love the 10
pounds. The Sweet Charlotte, the 10 pounds of gold, the greatest and oldest heavyweight championship on the planet is the National Wrestling Alliance heavyweight title. Make no bones about it. I'm not a huge fan of Aldis, but you got to give it to him. He dedicates his gimmick. He dedicates his style, and he dedicates his persona. Everything he puts everything into the NWA's way of going studio wrestling in the way of that kind of thing. I'm in like you now. You know it's easy. What up, Cosmo? Mr. Frank Mustachio. We're talking about you all day when we used to fucking boost Caldor, but that's another story. I don't know, it's just, like you said, bro, it's the simplicity of it, and it's really fucking just solid, man. I use that word a lot.
It is a solid show, it's
but
good.
But it's solid, it's like you said, it's an easy watch, and it's just, for me, who grew up on that kind of wrestling, I'm like, you know what, bro, you're selling me on it. There's characters, it's simple,
There's no entrance music.
Dude,
love it.
Did you see the new the new commercial for Austin Idol?
The
kayfabe cocktail?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
I love what they're doing on
the
that show.
The 10 pounds of gold. If I wanted to collect a belt or several, my first belt obviously would be the NWA television title, right? My second belt would probably be the 10 pounds of gold. Then would be the big gold belt. Then I would get the Hogan 86 fucking world title.
Listen, I know you like the Dave Milliken title, but it ain't happened, dude. That shit's, I was checking that shit out. It's like $1,000 a fucking title. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say I'm buying. I'm saying if I had, you know,
if you had the,
if I was a belt mark like my cousin who has a fucking room full of them, you know, and that's his thing. I would definitely do that. You know what I'm saying?
The two titles that I've always had a hard on for have always been the WCW United States Heavyweight title, the version that was held by Steve Austin.
And Lex Luger.
And the other title that I've always loved was the one held by Macho Man, the Intercontinental Heavyweight title.
Let me tell you what I did in the mid-2000s. I had the Four Horsemen figures. You've seen them.
Yeah, of course I have.
And I have two different flares. I have the flare with the suit, and I have the flare with the robe, the blue robe. I had bought TNA's Christian.
And you got the NWA title.
Yes, and I put the NWA title on Ric Flair. No disrespect to Christian. I gave him to Mikey when Mikey was about 4 years old. And Mikey said, Mikey couldn't talk very well when he was little. Him no have the belt. And I'm like, no, because I gave it to Ric Flair. And he goes, oh, that makes sense. So, my little brother used to come over to my apartment when I lived in Queens. When I moved back to Queens, I had the whole fucking shelf. Had all my tag teams up. I had, the only one that I was missing was the Hollywood Blondes. I didn't get the Hollywood Blondes. I had the Samoans. I had the Freebirds. I had the Horsemen. I had the Road Warriors. I had Demolition. I had the Killer Bees. I had the Heart Foundation. I had the British Bulldogs. I did not have the... I was so pissed. I wanted to get the Hollywood Blondes when they put them out.
They had the Hollywood Blondes?
They do have them.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so guys, Christmas is coming. I'm joking. Sincerely, I'm joking.
If they ever come out with the NWA, if they come out with a tag team with the NWA tag team titles, I'm not talking about the versions they have now, but the ones that were held.
That on and totally had. Yeah. Rock and Roll Express had. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
You mean the 87, 86, yeah. Oh. 85.
Even, yeah. They even had them in the NWA TNA.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God. Those titles are mint.
You know who's got the skull belt? My man Ray Mayhem. Mr. Ray Gritowski.
I was not a fan of the skull belt.
I wasn't a fan of
it. It was all right. My favorite version of the WWE World Heavyweight title is always going to be the wing title.
Oh, of course.
The wing title's mint.
Of course. Bell rings, Brian versus Cole starts now. Okay, let's see if we can get it on.
Yeah, put it on the
Gimmick.
Watch Wrestling, whatever the hell it's
called. Shout out to Nick German, who gave us the scoop like a year or two ago with this gimmick.
Yeah, what a jerk-off he is.
Not a jerk-off. Be nice to Nick German.
Fuck him.
Hey, look what it says, Brazil, Portugal. That's what we're getting tonight's SmackDown feed from Port. No, we're not. Fuck that shit.
Oh, wow, you're a jerk.
I'm not clicking that. Fuck them. They don't have good desserts.
Wow.
I like the $1 million belt. We got the $1 million man's autograph, by the way.
Yes, we did.
Should we show it to them? Yeah, let's show it.
Let's show it to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you put up the picture on the book?
The what?
Did you put it on the Fache?
No, not yet. Yeah, but you got Ted DiBiase's fucking...
There it is.
...autograph.
Jerk off.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff right there.
So.
You know what saddens me? Is that I will never get an autograph of the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can get you one, but it'd be postpartum.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want to be able to shake the man.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe Adam Cole was on fucking SmackDown.
That's so dope.
Let's get some volume on it, shall we?
Yeah, please do.
NXT of SmackDown, of even Raw, as we're on our way towards Survivor Series 3 weeks from Sunday.
Of the sports entertainment business, just say it, the entire business, there's a lot on the line here tonight.
Listen, I always love Survivor Series. It's one of my all-time favorite pay-per-views. But look at the stakes now. We've got Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and NXT all in the field. This is going to be huge.
We heard Triple H say earlier tonight at Crown Jewel when the announcement was made. Oh!
Oof!
It sounded
hey, now.
People were calling out.
Wow! What the hell? Well, here's the what an asshole move. Oh, Phil Dennis?
Holy shit, what's up, Philly?
Phil's in the house, too.
It's got to be fucking 2 in the morning over there. 2:30 in the morning. What's up, brother?
Daniel Bryan. Five
times. We got the live feed on Monday, Friday Night SmackDown. Adam Cole versus Daniel Bryan.
You know what? This show is pissing me off.
What do you mean?
This show is pissing me off.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Why is it that they go balls to the wall out just because half the fucking roster's in Saudi Arabia? Why can't you do that every fucking week? This is bullshit. These motherfuckers were like pulling at straws right now because they're like, oh, what are we going to do now? Oh, you know what we'll do? Let's get NXT guys. Yeah, thanks a lot, mooks. That's what happens. Fucking jerk-offs. Oof, what a kick. Can you believe we're watching Daniel Bryan versus Adam Cole?
JT says he can't wait for Vince to fuck up NXT.
Ugh.
My brother Mike, because everything pisses Choppy off.
You want to know? Because Choppy's full of piss and vinegar today. See? Choppy. Richie believes it. Look. Preach, Choppy. Facts, Choppy. Thank you. It's annoying. Fuck him.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
No, fuck him. Fuck it. Fuck him. They should have this shit every fucking week on Raw, on SmackDown. You go balls to the wall when you're fucking half your roster is in another country that won't even let them go home? Fuck them. Bop it. Fucking jerk offs. Fuck them. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, Wrestle of the Week. Fuck you, Vince.
Is Triple H going to ruin it for Adam Cole?
No. I don't think so.
Or ruin it for Daniel Bryan?
Oh, yeah. See, well, look at this. Look at this Dragon Sleeper, dude. Oh!
And now look at this submission attempt here by Daniel Bryan.
Oh, you suck, Todd Phillips.
Is this the main event?
Yes, it is.
It's only 9:38.
Show ends at 10, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Starts at 8 and ends at 10. So, yeah, that's the main event. 30 minute
Tell
match.
Tell them to fuck their hand, Choppy.
That's right. Go eat a bag of fried dicks, Vince. I can't believe this shit. Nature inside the ring, Adam Cole. Just caught one in the mouth. This is going to be a good one. No.
No?
Vince is the fuck you wrestler of the week. Again. He's a fucking idiot. That guy needs to fucking retire and just let Triple H... Oh, my God. What a kick by fucking Adam Cole.
SmackDown trending worldwide. Number one on social media.
Yeah, I wonder why. Oh, I know why. Because NXT talent is taking over right now. And this is a perfect thing, too, for the fact that they have NXT guys... You know, on the main stage. Right now they're not on Fox. I believe they're on FS1 right now. Or is that
was because of the World Series. That was a one night deal.
So now it's on Fox.
It's on Fox.
Now it's on Fox. All right, that's good.
Remember when everyone got mumps and they could end up putting it best paper together?
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. All right, commercial break.
Richie just said, and WWE needs Choppy on the mic. No, they wouldn't want that. They definitely wouldn't want that.
No, they definitely don't want you on
the mic. Oh, forget it. I would fucking rip them a new one.
When gypsies get angry, it's like a dangerous thing.
It's true. It's true. You don't want a gypsy on a fucking mic, I'll tell you.
Okay, terrific.
Do not try to trick me, gypsy. Anyway, so while the commercial's going on, I didn't watch AEW. I heard the Cody Rhodes thing, and I called it. I was telling Nick and them shenanigans. Like, they can't, first of all, this whole thing on, and we'll preview the pay-per-view on Friday.
Okay.
We probably, Choppy has to work, but I think I'll be in Jersey. And then we're going to go see it in East Rutherford. I want to give a shout-out to our boys. We made some new friends at the convention, Heel Pops and Chair Shots podcast. They're doing a party at the Rockefeller Sports Bar on Patterson Avenue in East Rutherford. Drink specials, meet and greets for the pay-per-view party. So that's what we're going to be that night. Go to heelspopsandchairshots.com. Check out our boys from Jersey. Really nice guys. They're terrible at trivia.
That's okay.
But it's okay. And we did a lot of trivia. And we gave a lot of prizes away. Except I didn't give the WWE Uno game away. I gave it to Rob instead.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah. And I kept one button because I don't know why I bought this and think I was going to give it away. I bought a replica button, a pin of the big gold belt. And I was like, oh, I'll give this a prize in there. And Elaine looked at me like, what are you fucking crazy? He didn't say fucking. He said, what are you crazy? And I was like, yeah, you're right. I'm going to keep this. And you know who's going to take it from me too, you know, when he sees it? My son. So, you know, because Michael collects pins, so he'll take it from me.
I remember having the big gold belt buckle.
I remember those.
I had one of those.
I remember those. So we met those guys. We, like I said, we met Francine, J.J. Dillon, Enzo.
The first person to come up to me and Phil was
The Brooklyn Brawler,
because you want to know why? Because my wife brought in Landon with her, and she had him in the little papoose. So he was in love with my son. And then after that, fucking Virgil, Mr. Meat Sauce himself, went to go say hi to my kid, too. He loved my kid.
No, JT, we're going to do that right now before we go to break. We're going to go over the results. Because we didn't finish watching it, but we'll go over the results.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish watching it when I get home. Again, it's been a bad week for me, personally. But anyway.
Who else? Mr. Bob Backlund.
Mr. Bob Backlund.
Loved my son, Landon.
Sergeant Slaughter said hello to us, gave us some love.
Yep.
I met Paul Orndorff. He was in really bad shape physically.
Yeah, he looked really bad.
But I shook his hand and I thanked him.
And what did he say to you? Did he say anything?
He said that he touched the floor first. And I told Chris that. I said, Chris, not for nothing. Me and Chris have been arguing with this for 35 years. Me and Chris Watkins. I said, Paul Orndorff said he touched his feet first in the cage.
Boom.
So go fuck yourself. I didn't tell him to go fuck himself.
I got to say hi to J.J. Dillon. I got to say hi to Haku. I heard he was very nice. I didn't get a chance to meet him, though.
Haku was very nice.
I got to meet Enzo.
Enzo?
Enzo Amore was very, very nice. What a gentleman.
Briefly said hello to Tugboat for a little while. He had a Shockmaster helmet on. I was going to pay him to fucking use it, but I was like, eh. I don't know.
What else? Who else was there?
John Rezzi was there. He was an editor, a commentator, a writer back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, Demolition was there?
Demolition, Axe and Smash. The Killer Bees were there.
Killer Bees with Jumpin' Jim Brunzel and B. Brian Blair was
correct,
there.
Correct.
Tito Santana was there.
Hollywood from GLOW.
Francine,
the Queen of Extreme, who called Choppy a pain in the ass.
So Tatanka.
Haku called you a pain in the ass, too.
I don't get it. Why you gotta get Haku on his back?
This one was not me, but
Haku? He's the toughest motherfucker in wrestling.
Dude, I didn't get. First of all, it wasn't me. This time, I would take full credit for it, but I didn't do it. Hold on, I'll play it for you.
He's gonna kick my ass one of these days.
I'll play it for you. Hold on, let me see here.
Oh no!
No, this is for you. This is for you.
Mm-mm. Pat Tanaka. Mr. Trail of Tears himself.
Trail of Tears.
This is Haku, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throw Bags with Phil. Jay and the Big Pain the Ass, Choppy.
Yes.
All right, make sure you listen.
Thank you.
Because Haku says so.
Yeah, Haku says so. Haku told all of you to listen to Turnbuckle Throw Bags.
And he's going to kick your fucking asses if you don't.
He's going to kick your ass if you don't. That's right.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
God damn.
Yeah, man. Oh, match still going on. I apologize.
That's okay.
Let's see. Want to go back to the gimmicks?
I don't care.
We don't care. We just want to watch the match. Don't we want to watch the match?
Who cares?
The fuck is wrong with you?
Because SmackDown just pissed me off. I
we'll keep the volume off for a minute because I want to get just hold about this finished convention. We made friends with Hell's Kitchen hot sauce.
Fantastic hot sauce.
They're based out of Hell's Kitchen. They got a shop over by Columbus Circle. Shout out to them. Yeah, Choppy, you're fucked. It's true.
Damn.
It's true, man. You're fucked.
Dude, he's gonna kick my fucking ass, dude. He's a tough motherfucker.
I wouldn't. And I'm a tough dude. I wouldn't step to him.
Oh fuck that shit. No way, dude.
I wouldn't step to him. Yeah, so we made friends with them. We reached out to those guys. Might be doing something with them. They're fucking hot. Choppy and I just had some with dinner. Choppy made these fucking amazing pork quesadillas. Really good. Really good quesadillas. And we put the hot sauce on that. He would the elbow, the flying elbow one, right? Is that the one we used?
Yes, the flying elbow. Yeah. Oh, look at Jay.
Jay just sent us a picture.
And his mom, nice.
God bless. Jay, we love you, brother.
Yeah, we miss you, brother.
Jay will be back next week. We have an entire month of kick-ass wrestling for you guys.
Yeah. Starting today. Oh, wow. What the?
You know? That's awesome, man. God bless. It's nice. I talked to my mom the other day, actually. Shout out to my mom. Mom is pretty happy. Brielle invited her for dinner. For Survivor Series.
Yeah, let's see if she shows up.
You see if she shows up. My mom calls me. Did Brielle really want me to come over for wrestling?
Yeah, motherfucker!
I'm like, yeah, Mom, but she's getting Harold's. She's like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, now you'll come, right?
She wants one of them, was it pierogies?
No, she wants the, those big giant Jewish, knishes.
Knish, that's right.
Like a nine, that looks like a fucking 12-inch record. Your asshole's on fire.
That's okay.
But we had fun, really had fun. We want to thank,
I also want to shout out,
Tommy Fiero. Oh, yes, now.
Hold on. The guy's name is, it escapes me right now, but... He does these raffles, all right? He does these raffles on Facebook. I've added a couple people. I don't know if anybody's interested. The name of his Facebook group is called World Championship Raffling.
Yeah.
And he does these raffles online. And if you purchase a couple slots, each slot is $2 a piece for the raffle. And if you win, you get your choice of picking one of the mint LJN figures. Like, this guy had any LJN figure you could think of, he had. He had the Road Warriors. He had the Bulldogs. He had the Killer Bees. He had a mint. When I tell you mint, I'm telling you mint as in still in the package, Lou Albano. He had fucking... He had a Razor Ramon LJN figure.
And he walked over and gave Choppy... a couple of Brutus beefcakes.
And he gave me a hat. Look, the Rockers. I got the Rockers Hasbro, dude. Look at this shit. Who does this? Look at that. That Marty Jannetty. I can't believe IRS. I got this. IRS. I haven't had these figures since I was... Yo, I'm pretty sure... what's his name? Jim... Garifo. Kevin Garifo.
Yeah, Kevin actually collects
these things. I have a couple of them now, and I have two. You have the Macho Man and
Macho King, and I have Jake.
But the guy's name, his name is, hold on a second. I'm going to get his name right now. His name is Joseph Gritzer.
Yeah.
He is from Bethpage, Long Island.
Strong Island.
Shout out to Joe. And thank you very much for giving us these figures. That you're such a, what a gentleman. Yeah. I just went over there just to show him, like, you know, just show Phil, like, oh, look at all these figures he got, dude.
Yeah. Choppy and I are talking about redecorating the studio. And we're going to have a lot more room, so we're going to put some... I have a ton of figs that I want to display, because I used to have a man cave, Choppy would tell you, and I used to put all my fucking figs up.
That's right.
Speaking of figs, shout out to my man Ron Singh. Ron does... He does reenacting...
The sets.
Sets.
Yes.
He did a flower shop set with Adrian Adonis and Jimmy Hart. It was so dope. So go on, and I want Ron to do a fucking War Games set for me. I'll pay him, too, I think. I think I'll invest a couple of bucks. I have all the figures. I think I'll do the 87 War Games. I have the Road Warriors. I don't have JJ. I don't have Ellering, but I have the Road Warriors. I have the Horsemen. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, of course.
So I can do that. But listen, seriously, though.
Do me a favor.
What's up, bro?
Put these over here because I don't want them to get ruined.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. I just moved them over there to get them so I can show you. So I can show everybody. So we had a good time. And I want to thank everybody again for... And we went to Hooters afterwards. We had some fucking wings.
Hooters was not bad.
It was Jay's birthday, so we officially brought Jay into the fold as the third member of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And there's been a little bit of a buzz, a little bit of backlash. And not that we have to justify anything to anybody, but the bottom line is that we're expanding as a brand. We're doing more things behind the scenes. We're super busy with life, trying to get my shit together. He's got a family, and Jay just fits in. Yes, Michael, we need help. Like, you need to call me, like, tomorrow and help me. I need some help. I got some plans. I got some ideas. I have a little more free time on my hands now, unfortunately, but it is what it is. What's up? Who's that? Oh, Gary. What's up, Gary?
What's up, Gary? Gary
from BTB. What's up, brother?
Damn, there's so many people here today.
So we made a lot of more eyes and ears are on the product, and we're very happy. And Jay fits what we want. Jay fits the mold.
He's a knowledgeable fan.
He's knowledgeable. He's a good, solid dude, and he respects the old school. And when I first met Jay, the more we drank, the more sense he made. And not many people can do that when it comes to pro wrestling. So. We had an instant fucking connection, and we are so happy to have Big Copper Pump, as they called him in the streets as a kid. But he's a good dude, and he's gonna fit right in with us. He already fits right in with us. So I hope you guys show him some love and give him some time. If people who are on the fence about it, listen, this is still Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Whether it's me and Choppy, whether it's Choppy and Jay, whether it's Jay and I. It doesn't matter. You're going to get Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're going to bring you the current to the way back. We're going to bring you the fucking best, the absolute best in both current and way back.
Correct.
Shit. You know? Yeah, the faction is definitely in the house. BTB. If you guys are into promos and grown men wearing championship belts, definitely check out BTB. Those guys are fucking killing it right now. Killing it. I love the promos. I love all that stuff. The video effects are amazing. They take it real seriously. Let's go back to Friday Night SmackDown, because this fucking match with Adam Cole,
oh my god,
is and Daniel Bryan is amazing.
Is he going to do the Panama? If he does the Panama Sunrise in this match, I'll be shocked.
On top of this, he's officiated a number of Adam Cole's matches. He knows what Cole is capable of. Calling this right down the middle. Watch this again.
Oof. Oh my god. The fans are into this.
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, but you know how sometimes WWE fans are different.
His crowd, Buffalo, saying this is awesome. I agree.
He's going for the last shot, dude.
Oh, exposing the knee. Adam Cole could be thinking about the last shot. Oh, Daniel Bryan saw it coming. What is it? The leg.
Whoa, singing like crab. When was the last time you saw singing like crab, dude?
Right in front of Triple H is going to fuck everyone for Daniel Bryan. Yeah. 100%. And then Shawn Michaels is going to... I think it's going to be dope.
No, he's not going to lose it. Come on. Whoa! Holy shit! No, he ain't going to lose the belt. Get the fuck out of here. Get to the ropes, Adam. The heel? Oh, my God.
Gary, no doubt. I want to do some fucking promo stuff for us. You got to show me how you guys do all that video shit, man. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Come on, Adam. Don't fucking lose.
Panic in the eyes of Triple H there for a
moment. He can't lose the NXT title.
No, that's back. They ain't going to lose. Get the fuck out of here.
The waist of Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan is a magician in there whenever he gets to going. Adam Cole gets out of there.
You are the champion!
Oof!
He is the champion.
Jesus Christ!
Holy shit.
Oh, and Adam Cole firing back without interrupting. He doesn't care. And here comes
Relentless
tonight.
Oh!
Backstabber.
Yes, Lock. Oh my God.
Oh man, this is crazy.
This match is insane.
This is a good match, man. This is a fantastic match. We're listening live to Friday Night SmackDown.
Oh my God.
Daniel Bryan versus Adam Cole.
Come on, Adam. Get out of that shit. Get out of that big ass cripple across face. Oh no.
Look who the referee is.
The cattle prod. Oh.
We've seen this from Bryan.
That viciousness of Bryan. And now Bryan.
Oh my
again.
God. Bryan's.
Daniel Bryan is a fucking machine,
he's
dude.
Legit. Oh my God. Seriously?
Where's Roddy? I thought Roddy was ringside.
Yeah, I thought Roddy was at ringside, dude. What happened?
This is for the NXT Championship.
Oh, is he on the announce table?
There's HBK. Come on, Adam Cole's hanging with fucking Daniel Bryan.
Oh, this match is really good. Oh my God! Oh,
holy shit!
No,
guys, we're on a delay, so don't ruin it for us. All right.
Nick German's in the house.
Oh, is? What's up, Nick?
Hold on, Nick. We're going to give your sound effect real soon. Hold on. What a match, bro. I'm shocked at how good this match is.
This is crazy. Guys, if you're not watching SmackDown right now, you're out of bounds. You're out of bounds, for sure.
Wednesday nights on USA Network. Ooh. Ooh. God, it's so stiff.
Kick pad, kick to the chest.
Oh.
Oh. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, now Daniel went for the kick, trying to seal it. Adam Cole, great counter.
Oh, no.
Go for a cover.
What the fuck?
No! Hit play.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll turn it around. Cover on Cole. Oh, it popped out at 2.5.
Oh no! What's up,
my buddy, my baby boy? This match is insane.
Daniel Bryan does not know what to do with himself. He's just like beside himself right now.
Go for the knee.
Oh, super kick! There it is.
Panama Sunrise. Oh my God! I love this move.
Come on, baby.
Get him.
Yeah!
Panama Sunrise, baby. Last shot. Go for the last shot. Yeah! What a match. That's it.
Yay!
What a match.
Fucking Daniel Bryan.
What a match.
Yeah, baby.
What a match. God.
Woof. This is for you, Jason Grooms. Watch this fucking match and tell me how bad Adam Cole is.
Oh,
get the fuck out of here, man.
What a...
And look at the NXT locker room is emptying.
What a that's match.
That's their leader right there.
That's a solidarity.
That's the NXT champion. That's a future world champion right there.
He's already a world champion.
This kid has been killing it for 5 fucking years now. New Japan, Ring of Honor, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, and now NXT. Insane in the membrane.
I love...
Insane
what a match.
In the membrane.
Dude, what a fantastic... Look at all NXT talent in the ring. Keith Lee's in there, too.
This is dope.
Oh,
look at this. This is fantastic. I want that shirt, Undisputed Gold. I'm such a shirt mark, you know. Oh, wait, Triple A.
Oh, hold on. What's Triple A saying?
You got it! Survivor Series! You want to pick a fight with us? Raw, SmackDown versus NXT.
Woo!
Well, if we're gonna have a fight... Then I'm gonna need an army. What do? When you wanna build an army, you look to your blood. You look to your family. And you build an army for a fight. What you're getting into. We have now fired the first
shot. I apologize for the delay.
God, Raw, SmackDown. Let's see what you got.
Oh my God!
Just remember one thing: we are NXT.
If I can quote the great Corey Taylor, we are not your kind.
Oof. What? Rhea Ripley's in there. Swerve is in there. Adam Cole holding up the NXT title.
So you could say what you want about how they fucked up, and you could say what you want about how this is them covering their ass for Crown Jewel, and we're going to get into that in 1 second before we go to break. But now, finally WWE does something to pull our interest in, okay? And I feel like this is the only, this not the start of it, but this is the seeds that they have to plant to go post Vince. This is the stuff they got to do. They have to keep innovating it. Okay.
So, okay, glad you say that. Now, here's my thing: do they have all the NXT talent come over at Survivor Series?
Well, I mean, right now, why wouldn't you? Because listen, if you're gonna put these things on TV now, NXT is on TV now. They moved fucking SmackDown to Fox. This is going to produce. You want your ratings? You want how it goes? that's how it goes. So, where is... oh, what's up, Nick? I'm sorry about that. And this all started with Crown Jewel. Let's go over to... where is it? Let's go
now,
over
if, now, if they want to legitimize NXT, and now that NXT is supposedly challenging Raw and SmackDown, you're going to see a lot of Raw and SmackDown guys on NXT now. So, don't be warned.
All right, so real quick. 20-man Battle Royal. Winner faces AJ Styles for the title. Carrillo won.
Wow.
Okay.
You know who I heard this the other day on LaGreca's podcast, Busted Open. He says Humberto Carrillo looks like a Mexican Bo Dallas. That's what Don Tony said.
Shout out to Anthony and Kevin, our boys.
Yep.
I did see this match. I did see
Brock. Kane. How bad was it?
It was terrible. He made Kane tap within a couple of seconds.
That's terrible.
Let's see. The tag team turmoil match I watched, that was good. It was, who won that? That was the club.
The club won.
Anderson
that.
Gallows beat the Viking Raiders to become the best tag team in the world. Good match, though. It was solid. Next match was Mansoor
versus
who's from that country.
So he won that for sure.
He fought
Cesaro.
He beat Cesaro.
Of course,
Cesaro put him over.
He's an NXT UK jobber, and he's going over Cesaro. Great.
Tyson Fury beat Braun Strowman by countout.
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
All right, that was a shit show.
Another fucking high profile match loss for Braun Strowman. You see a trend there, or am I just bugging out?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Okay. AJ Styles defeated Humberto Carrillo. No shit. They weren't going to make Carrillo. But it was a good match, though, apparently, from what I heard.
Vince is very high on Carrillo.
Yeah.
The first ever women's match in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. And it was a solid one, too. Natty beat Evans.
Yeah.
Lacey Evans.
And I heard they had an embrace in the middle of the ring, apparently.
Yeah, well, why not? You know? Team Hogan beat Team Flair.
Who cares?
Orton caught Reigns with a kick to the head, executed the RKO off the rebound. Reigns, though, kicked out of it and shocked the crowd. Babyface explodes. High-flying moves. The heels en route to Reigns dropping Orton with the spear for the win. And, of course, Choppy said it in the beginning of the show that The Fiend did defeat Seth Rollins to win the Universal title. This is everything the Hell in a Cell match wasn't, apparently.
Correct.
According to Bleacher Report. I'll watch it later on tonight, and I'll give you my opinion about it.
They still did the whole Red Arena bullshit during this match, which I'm still not a fan of. I don't know why they keep doing that.
It's pretty retarded. I didn't see it, JT, so I couldn't give you my opinion. And that's pretty much it, man. And nothing else really...
Oh, one more thing. Any of you Impact Wrestling fans, Sami Callihan beat Brian Cage for the Impact World title.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. It was a good match. I watched it. It was last Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Impact. I'm sorry.
I know. But I watched the match on the gimmick, and I saw Sami Callihan beat Brian Cage and then was challenged by Tessa Blanchard. So.
That's weird.
See, again, I'm...
I like Tessa Blanchard, but it's just not.
I just this intergender shit, man. It just I'm sorry, and I love. I think Jordynne Grace is beautiful. I think she's solid. I think Tessa Blanchard's great. A lot of the girls are really good.
Did you see Van Damme's wife?
Yeah, you know Van Damme's got a wife and a girlfriend.
Yes, I know. He's kicking it to everybody.
How fucking dope is that?
God bless him.
Impact coming back to New York City. So is MLW. I'm pretty excited. I might go.
MLW is a different story. I like MLW. Impact. Impact
is like it's in and out. Like there's some weeks where it's really
good. That's
what
I told Nick German. Here's the thing about Nick German's like, you got to watch Impact. It's really good.
He's right. Some of it has been good.
And I understand that, but here's my thing. Impact has changed, like regimes all the time.
Every
couple of years they change management. And it's like I can't follow a fucking brand that keeps changing ideas, I mean, right now they have Don Callis, which is Cyrus, who we're going to be talking about today on the throwback, and Scott D'Amore. I mean, they're solid guys, but at the same time, I mean, how long are they going to last? I'm not going to invest my time in a product that keeps changing. I can't do that,
They've had the same regime for a little while now.
Let's see how long that lasts, because before them was Corgan.
They're basing out of their home country,
Canada.
And this talent, they're making some. Not they're making some of the talent, but the talent's investing. They're signing, like they want to stay. So there's an incentive there. I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, it's not really great either. But they have drips and drabs, and their pay per view was solid.
The
pay per view was solid.
There's only four reasons for me. The only four people to watch for is Tessa, Brian Cage. What was the other girl?
I like Sami Callihan.
I'm not a fan.
I like the North. That team, I like those guys, too.
I like the North. There's four. I forgot. Taya. I love Taya Valkyrie.
That's Johnny. That's Johnny Mundo's wife.
And then there was the other guy. Oh, and Elgin. Elgin is another guy.
Elgin's
great.
Like Elgin.
I love Elgin. But like,
I'm an Elgin guy from way back.
I'm not a fan of Sami Callihan. I'm just never was. I think he's a drizzling shits.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you know, that's how I feel about what's his face too about Johnny Moxley. I'm not a fan.
Like, not everyone can be, you know, great. Not everyone can be your favorite. You know,
you're right. You're 100% right.
You have your favorites, and that's it. You know, yeah. Like, and I have my favorites. I think that Brian Cage needs to leave Impact and go somewhere else. I think he should go to either AEW or WWE because that guy's money.
Yeah, I agree.
He has the physique of a god, and he could fucking go. Did you ever see his matches with PWG?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's insane. I love that guy.
Well, let's take a quick break, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a great hour, man. We had a lot of news. Mm-hmm. We got a SmackDown.
We forgot to talk about Jordan Miles, but that'll be another.
Oh, we could do that right now, then. Let's do that before we go. All right, so listen. I can see why the kid's upset about the shirt, okay?
I saw the shirt. It was pretty fucked up.
The shirt's pretty fucked up. Even when Choppy said it's fucked up and he's the most racist motherfucker right now,
it's fucked
tongue-in-cheek
up.
Racist. Like, here's the deal, and what's funny is I said this on social media, and then Booker T said it after I did.
It's pretty fucked up.
So I'm glad Booker T was watching me. No, I'm joking. He wasn't watching me. Booker T said what I said. It was fucked up, but in this day and age, it wasn't done on purpose. Somebody who, some kid in the office was probably making fucking shirts on Photoshop. He passed it along to the office. The office said, okay, let's make it a shirt. And they put it in. Not thinking it was going to be a racist shirt.
All right, but let me.
Okay,
just...
so for me, I'm like, all right, it's fucked up. And then to put your boy on blast, that's where Booker T got mad too. He was calling Jay Lethal and Uncle Tom.
Yeah, like okay, you're going to talk about how WWE's racist and how like you shouldn't be bringing the okay. You're upset with WWE, but don't bring down other black athletes. Like, why would you bring down Jay Lethal?
Because he wanted a fucking platform.
Dude.
This is my point about social media. And I did this yesterday. I fucking posted something I shouldn't have posted. I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. People want their shit seen, right? So I'm like, all right, whatever, man. It is what it is. So now you use other people, and you. First of all, Jay Lethal is endorsed by so many great, talented wrestlers.
Flair endorses him.
Kevin Nash endorsed him, and Triple H, like
the genius,
Lanny Poffo.
Lanny Poffo, come on.
You know, like he's been. Jay Lethal is probably one of the most. You want if you're gonna rank African American wrestlers in the last fucking 20 years?
I would say 10 years.
I'm going to say 20 years.
Oh, you're going that far, huh?
Of course I am. Because you know what? And you know, Jay Lethal, without going to WWE, has made and broke his bones everywhere he's gone. And he's made an impact, no pun intended, everywhere he went.
Correct.
Okay? He arguably should be one of the greatest African-American wrestlers ever. Bless you. Like, and there's a long distinguished list. If you want to go that route, we could do it next February if you want. You know, well, which we always do Black History Month anyway. But that was in poor taste.
Listen,
you're mad about the shirt. Fine,
but don't bring that.
Don't start blowing up other people. No reason to.
But
here's
the funny part. He says. Oh, you know, Uncle Tom Jay Lethal is the reason why he was kissing ass at the office, and that's why he became world champion. And then he was like mentioning, you know, guys like myself and Cedric Alexander should have been world champion as well. I'm like, first off, you don't have the charisma, and you don't have the mic skills that Jay Lethal has. Sorry, Right now, all WWE management has you doing is smiling and doing pretty moves on TV. No offense, ACH. You're great. You're a good talent in the ring, but you're not. You don't have the charisma that Jay Lethal has, and you don't have the mic skills that Jay Lethal has. All right, Jay Lethal was a star in Ring of Honor, and still a star in Ring of Honor. He went to TNA. He became a star in TNA. You know why? Because he had matches with fucking AJ Styles, Kurt Angle. Did you have a match with Kurt Angle, ACH? No, you did not. And I'm not. And here's another thing. I'm not defending Jay Lethal because I know the guy and I went to school with him. But like, the guy is a phenomenal talent.
He is.
He fought Ric Flair, the greatest of all time, Ric Flair.
And Ric Flair gave him the rub, dude.
Dude, he put him over in TNA. And Rick, after he put him over, he was like, you know, this guy's the real deal. He should be world champion. You know, it's the truth. The guy's a phenomenal talent. And then he joined up with Truth Martini and Ring of Honor, and those two were money together.
And now he's a heel again.
And now he's a heel with Jonathan Grisham.
With the Octopus.
Yeah, good for him.
That's going to be a good team.
You want to know something? God bless Jay Lethal. But you know what? ACH had an issue. He had a problem. He put it up on
board. And he was right. He was right. He was 100% right.
But
about
you don't bring down other people's accomplishments.
Right.
Because I thought that was out of line. Way out of line. I do have to read the email that was given to ACH, though. And I sent this to...
The email was published?
It was put up on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And as I sent this to you, it said...
oh, you did? Yes, I'm sorry. You did.
It said, this is from a one Landon Baker from WWE Corporate. And it says, hey, Albert, which Albert is ACH. That's his real name. That's Jordan Miles' real name. Triple H attended a meeting, and I had a revision of your logo, which is the logo on the T-shirt.
Right.
But loved it for your character. He wanted to the letter to be more teethy... In quotes, teethy. The word teethy is in quotes.
Teethy.
And what I have attached is what he liked. Also, have basic T-shirts on there that he approved as well. Road Dog preferred the gray, but let us know what you think. Thanks, Baker. That was the email. So, the fact that Triple H was mentioned in his email and Road Dog was mentioned in his email shows that he thinks that Road Dogg and I'm pretty sure Jordan Mosley thinks that Triple H and Road Dogg are racist. Which, first off, stop. Don't even say that. First off, Triple H is put over. He's trying to make guys like Keith Lee into superstars on NXT.
Yeah,
he's trying to make guys like who's another guy, Cedric Alexander, a star.
Right.
He's trying to make who's another black athlete on NXT. Oh, Swerve. Swerve's another guy who's trying to make a superstar on NXT.
Hey, Tabba, how are you?
And, hey, what's going on? Jay's girl, what's up?
And Scott, don't forget Lethal Consequences.
Yeah.
You can't. It was just important. The shirt itself was in poor taste.
Yeah.
And then it was in poor taste for him to bring up anything. Not.
And here's another thing. He says the WWE has never cared about the black athlete, which is bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Look what happened to Kofi. Mark Henry, fucking Tony Atlas, Ahmed Johnson became the first black intercontinental champion. The Rock? Really, dude? Think about what you said. You're lucky that the WWE hasn't fucking released you and said, hey, oh, Leo Rush? Cruiserweight champion,
yes,
Leo,
yes,
Rush?
Yes, yes, yes.
Leo Rush, you want to know something?
You want to go that route? You want to go Mark Henry? You want to go Booker T? You want to go...
Booker T!
Big E, Langston...
Biggie Langston's an
NXT, IC.
Longest reigning tag team champion of all time. You going to say that they don't care about the African-American athlete? Are you bugging?
I mean, the days of Bubba Brazil, they didn't give a shit. Well, you know, and Ernie Ladd and those guys, it was fucked up.
In the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s,
it was fucked up.
It was fucked up. But as the 90s turned around.
Ron Simmons and Junkyard Dog basically
turned around.
From the 80s to the 90s, correct. They turned it around. Correct, 100%.
Ron Simmons became the first black world heavyweight champion. That's a big deal.
And it wasn't, and you're right, Mr. X, JYD was over in Mid-South. But it was, if it wasn't for Bill Watts, and I'm not a big Bill Watts guy,
Rich Swann, New Day.
The list is long and distinguished. Don't get anything twisted.
Big Booty Girl, what's her name? That won the women's title on SmackDown. Jey Uso's girl.
Oh, no, Naomi.
Naomi, another one.
The fucking light-up chick.
Yes, the glow girl.
The glow stick.
Yeah, she's another one.
Yeah.
So for him to say that the black athlete is not taken care of in WWE is
Yeah, no one's stepping fetching no more, guys. This ain't 1963.
I think everyone is getting a fair shake in WWE. Can I just say the one thing that should happen, though, is Biggie Langston needs to break off on his own and become a world heavyweight champion.
Ernie Ladd was a major star, but in certain territories, he was better than everybody else, they wouldn't give him shit.
In the E, he was never...
He should have been world champion.
He should have.
Ernie Ladd was way ahead of his time.
Remember when he had that interview with Vince?
He was the one who fought Gorilla Monsoon.
Yes.
And Monsoon said, if I can't beat you, I'm going to retire. I think it was Ernie Ladd, right? Did I read that trivia question? Okay.
But there was that one point where Vince is interviewing. He was like, Mr. Television Announcer, man, you want to hit me, don't you? You would love to hit me right now, but you can't because I'm bigger than you.
That's right. Ernie Ladd was fucking 6 foot 7 inches, I think.
Oh, 6 foot seven, 330 pounds of a monster. I love Ernie Ladd. He was so good on the mic.
They even put terrible wrestlers over. Look at Zeus.
What about Doom?
Doom wasn't terrible.
They're a great team. Oh, my God. Zeus was terrible. But, like, even Ahmed Johnson was terrible, but he got the Intercontinental title. For them to say, like Vince is not a racist. Vince is not racist, guys. I'm sorry. For everyone, he gave so many athletes, black athletes, the opportunity. Here's another thing. If we're gonna go, why don't we go the Latino route? The Latino route is
you're gonna open Pandora's box. We have way too much.
But I'm just letting you know. There's for this guy to say that WWE's racist is ridiculous.
All right, listen. This has been a really good show.
It has.
Thank you everybody for hanging out with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
We gotta get to the throwback right away.
Yeah, I gotta get home. Chop's gotta get to work.
Yeah, I gotta get up at 6. No, I gotta get up at 4 in the morning.
All right. Let's take a quick break, plug our friends, and we got a very cool throwback for you tonight.
Hell yeah.
All right, we're Trumbuckle Throwbacks live on rantemradio.com, and we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen, and you're listening to Phil J. and that pain in the ass choppy on the turnbuckle throwbacks.
This is Tama Tonga.
You know the music.
Mm-hmm.
Know what that means.
It's time for another ECW pay-per-view.
You're fucking right it is. I love ECW pay-per-views.
Yes, I do too.
We were so excited. That we, I was like, oh, I said, we got to do November to Remember, man. It's November 1st. And since we'll be doing a bunch of Survivor Series stuff this month and some other shit we're going to be doing, I was like, you know what? Let's just do, I said to myself, just knock it out. It was open November with Extreme. You know what I'm saying?
What a pay-per-view this was.
Oh, my sweet Christ.
It was good.
Let's do it up.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Yes, Mr. X, I did say fuck J.J. Dillon. And if I didn't, the boys got that plug. I didn't get that plug. The boys got it. They wanted it. I didn't care because I'm still pissed off that he didn't come on the podcast. But
yeah,
listen, it is what it is. And I did say fuck JJ. And I would tell him again if I talked to him. Fuck you. You didn't come on the podcast. I'm really not really, you know, whatever. And plus, you get what you pay for. So
correct.
You know. So anyway, so all right, Chop. Let's take this back.
Funny enough, this pay-per-view was in Buffalo, New York, and today's SmackDown was also in Buffalo, New York.
That's right. November of 99, live in Buffalo, New York. Joey Styles and Cyrus the Virus
are your announcers?
Yes. The crowd allows us to hear Joey Styles warm up to the audience before the show, teasing the fan that he must be Scott Hudson's girlfriend. That was pretty funny. Opening segments interrupted by friend of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Mr. Joel Gerner.
Well, well, well.
That Niagara Falls... The gimmick that he did was fucking hysterical.
Oh, shit. I did fucking X out of it already. I was going to say I could play the beginning of it, but it's all good.
So funny.
So that there's a couple tongue-in-cheek things there. Simon Diamond comes out.
Oh, let's not forget that Taz came out to interrupt the announcers.
Taz came out to interrupt the announcers and pretty much threatened Joey Styles' life.
And then he gave 3 seconds. He told Joey Styles, you got 3 seconds to get the fuck out of this ring. And
you got 3 seconds to get the fuck out of my ring.
That's actually a really good impression.
Joey Styles, beat me if you can. Survive if I let you.
And then fucking Joel Gerner is like, hey, I'm going to get out. And then he chokes out Joel Gerner with a Taz mission. Hey, Elle's in the house. Hello, wifey.
Hello.
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 And then, so then we go to the first match, which is Simon Diamond being...
And his dick.
And accompanied by Mr. Dick Hurts.
Mr. Dick Hurts.
Mr. Hurts. He's like, and then Simon is like, gets on the mic. He's like, look at my dick. It's so big. It's so vascular. and then the guy, Dick Hurts, starts massaging Simon, and he's like, Simon didn't tell you to do that, but he appreciates it. And then he says, Simon says, wish him good luck. Dick Hurts spanks him in the ass.
And says, no, just go get him, Tiger.
Go get him, That shit was fucking hysterical. Oh, man. And then the crowd chants, you suck dick, throughout the whole fucking promo. It was so funny. And then Jazz comes out.
Yes, Jazz interrupts for whatever reason. And she gets dropped by Dick in the short order. And then Simon calls him the giant killer.
Yeah, and then after that, that brings out Spike Dudley.
This was actually a pretty good match.
It was very short, though.
Yeah, Spike hits the acid drop on Dick, but then gets hit jump from behind. They brawl outside. Spike gives him a balls of chair to the head. Kevin Sullivan must be booking this, obviously. what do you call it? And then Diamond Blades, for some reason, early. Acid drop ends as quick, like you said, 256.
Yeah.
FBI comes in and attacks Spike. Nova makes the save. Segueing into Nova versus Little Guido.
Which was a really good match.
This was solid, man.
Very athletic match.
Yes, I enjoyed this a lot. Nova hits the face jam and a plancha real quickly in the beginning, at the beginning of the match. Then Guido clotheslines him, come back in for a two. Gets the Famouser for the two. Gets a neckbreaker for the two. Guido then gets knocked off the top. Nova turns it into a top rope Samoan drop. Now pay attention, kids, because here's some scratchy irony. Joey Styles had been lambasting WCW for calling Canyon the innovator of offense.
Yeah.
When in fact, Nova deserved that title. And yet here's Nova stealing Canyon's fucking finish.
Yeah, exactly. The Nova Cane, they like to call it.
Correct. Correct. Nova turns it into a powerbomb, into a diamond cutter for two. Big Sally Gratz gets involved. He takes Tornado DDT, but allows Guido to hit the... one of my favorite moves of all time, the Tamikaze.
Which is also used by
the Unpretty, yes.
Yeah, the Unprettier.
Oh, look who's in the room, Mr. Shining Wizard himself.
Kevin Garifo.
Kevin Joseph Garifo, comedian extraordinaire. Shining Wizards every Tuesday on a rant. Hit the cheap plug. And October 21st, 8-year anniversary, in the sack of Hacken, New Jersey. Two Number Throwbacks will be there. Yeah, hits Tamikaze for the 407. Wasn't bad, though. Because now Chris Chetty makes a save. Here comes Danny Doring and Roadkill, who I love, by the way, are out to destroy him. Whatever. It is what it is.
Chris Chetty was horrible.
Yes. My two favorite mooks. Yes.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, then, mook? Now, how about this shit?
This is the match I told you about, remember?
Yes, but here's my question. You think they could have organized a little fucking better?
Yeah.
I mean, Steve Corino is gold, regardless, on a microphone. I think Steve Corino should be still on a microphone somewhere, but he's doing some really good stuff in NXT.
I spoke to Steve Corino.
Recently.
On Facebook.
He did, okay. And he's still in NXT.
Very nice guy.
He's a very nice guy, yeah. He can't come on because he's contracted, so.
But it doesn't matter. I asked him because he took a picture with Scotty Tuhati. Because Scotty Tuhati is in great shape.
He's a firefighter.
But I think he's also doing NXT as
good,
well.
Good. I'm glad.
I commented on the photo. I was like, hey, you guys look fantastic. Any chance for another one more match for you two? And he was like, I don't know about Scotty. I can't speak for Scotty, but I'm definitely not going back into the ring anytime soon.
Wow. Shaylin said her grandmother took a glance at our video. She said that Chobby looks like Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97.
Really?
I guess so.
Okay, I'll take it.
If Grandma Rivera says you do, you do.
There you go.
All right, but I don't know. To me, this is a fucking train wreck. This match was a train. I mean, it was good, but it was a fucking train wreck.
I love this match.
Yeah. So at one point, they're brawling outside. Crazy hits the moonsault off the entranceway, back into the ring for a couple of three-way sequences. Jerry Lynn gets the cradle pile driver for the two, but Yoshihiro Tajiri saves it, then decides to brain bust the super crazy for himself.
And that's a 1-2-3 right there.
Eliminating him at 650, correct. Crazy really had no point being in the match, since Tajiri and Lynn have some issues anyway. Tajiri puts Lynn in a tree of woe, and then drop kicks him, leading to a suplex exchange sequence. Lynn gets Tornado DDT for two. Tajiri finally hits the big bullseye on Lynn's ribs with some kicks. Lynn fights it off, hits the cradle pile driver, and gets the win at 10:55.
My favorite point in this match, I swear to God, I thought that Tornado DDT on Yoshihiro Tajiri almost broke his neck.
He ate that.
Oh!
No, he ate that. He ate that well. Oh! 100%. 100%.
When I saw that Tornado, I was like, oh my God.
Sweet Christ almighty.
Oof. It was almost as bad as that Tornado DDT that Naito took in Ring of Honor.
You know what? That's up there. That DDT to Naito.
I thought he broke his neck on that one. I was worried for Naito, man. Oh my God! But yeah, man, I love this three way dance. Now, if you had added fucking Little Guido to this and made it a four way, it would have been even better.
Either way, though, I mean, the beginning threw me off. Because there was too much going on.
Well, that's what the ECW pay-per-view... They do it all the time.
ECW pay-per-view was basically shoving 2 pounds of shit in a 1 pound bag.
Correct.
Because Paulie wanted to get everybody in there and do that thing, and rightfully so. We, as the fan, know 20 years ago, we didn't know that about that stuff. We just wanted to see ECW, you know? But now that we know what we know... With the pay-per-view and the network thing, and you know, now we know why some of these things were really clusters.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Your next match, the Baldies versus Axel and Balls Mahoney and New Jack.
Now, this match kind of pissed me off. And it's not the match itself that was bad. I thought the match was really good. The network does a terrible job of fucking piping in this horrific rap song to cover up
for New Jack.
For New
Jack.
And it plays throughout the whole fucking match. And I'm thinking to myself, couldn't they just get rid of the original music and just let the match play itself? It was getting on my fucking nerves, man. You have Skull Von Crush, which was Big Vito. You had fucking Angel. Angel of Death. You had Vic Grimes, and I always forget the other guy who's in the match, in the Baldies. It was a 4-man crew against a 3-man crew.
Yeah, and Angel's wearing a staple gun on his, as a necklace.
Correct. And the match was pretty good. I enjoyed the whole hardcore. You need some in this. What did Joey Styles said? He says this match is a throwback to 1993 because remember ECW was built on blood and guts is what Joey Styles said.
Welcome back, Hammer.
Hey, Hammer.
So this had vacuum cleaners in it, staple guns,
chair shots. It had everything. It had a stage dive,
a basketball backboard.
Yeah, stage dive from
by
New Jack.
Right. So now at one point, New Jack pops up, takes a 25-foot dive. Mind you, you know, didn't quite see the fucking move, whatever. But New Jack gets back in the ring. He staples Skull, and then he gets bashed in the head by his own guitar. And gets pinned by Angel, 806, at 806.
It was a good match. It was very. Yeah. I love the hardcore shit they did in this match.
Yeah. You know, we've given Sabu a fair share of shit because he's not a nice person in real life, and we know what he did with the PWS guys and fucked up the hotel room.
He's bitter.
And he's not really nice to people live anymore. He's just, you know. But Sabu, for his time, was a really talented wrestler.
Very innovative, ahead of his time.
Yeah, and who knew the value of his innovations, you know. This being no different against one of our favorite wrestlers of all time, the late, great Chris Candido.
This match was, believe it or not, I'm not a Sabu guy. I'm really not. Never was. But to me, this match was match of the night for me.
Yeah, it was match of the night. Candido takes a fucking bump to the floor, though. Oof. Ooh. You want to talk about people dying, like, you know, how many times have you covered your face and went, oh my God, he should have been dead?
Correct.
JT Smith comes to mind. I was there. I heard the pop when he hit his head and got that big knot in his head, which changed his gimmick. He became Italian after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this was crazy. This was a solid. This match went almost 18 minutes.
It was a long match. It was long, but it was good. Like, Candido kept kicking out of everything, man.
Leg drop he kicked out of. Air Sabu he kicked out of. Sabu hits a plancha.
The Atomic Arabian face bust.
They brawl to the floor. Chris Candido gets the better of him, gets back in the ring. He springboard splashes him for a two. Then they get another table out. Candido goes through that again for a two. Triple jump moonsault misses not once, but twice.
Correct.
Okay? And then Candido with a power bomb and a power driver for two kicked out. Superplex gets a two. Candido sits up a chair. Why not? Why not? Sabu, like Choppy says, uses it for Air Sabu with a blown moonsault for a two. Tammy gets involved, helps Candido with a top rope Rana for a two. Swan dive headbutt for a two. Candido fetches another table. Now Fonzie and Tammy get involved.
Correct.
Candido sacrifices himself to save her, goes to another table. That's his third table, I believe, of the match. Arabian face buster, rear chin lock gets a submission at 17:45.
And there was the swan dive headbutt by Chris Candido. He nails it. Nails it perfectly. Goes for the cover, gets Sabu kicks out of two, and he's like, what? This is bullshit!
You want to talk about somebody carrying a match.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, you lose. Sabu, as innovative as he was, he loses himself in a lot of these matches.
He does.
To guys who are more technical, right? And he gets away with it with Funk, gets away with it with Foley, gets away with it with Sandman. But you're fighting guys like Taz, Chris Candido, Rob Van Dam, Jerry Lynn, Lance Storm. You start fighting guys like him, and you know what I'm saying? Now you're like, okay, what do I do now? Because now I'm useless. Candido basically carried him.
Of course he did.
For 18 fucking minutes, dude.
But why do you think that he wasn't successful in WWE? Because he can't carry a match.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh.
What?
No, nothing.
Why is she interrupting you?
No, nothing.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways.
Masato Tanaka and Mike Awesome cut two comically bad promos. There was a footage thing with Paul Heyman.
Oh, well, I forgot to also mention that, what do you call it? Sabu dedicated that match to a friend of his. Do you know who this was? He was talking about?
I forget. Anyway, there was footage from earlier in the night. Paul Heyman lips over a bunch of people backstage to reveal the imposter was Louis Dangerously doing an impersonation of a lifelike. Yeah, whatever. Stupid. It was stupid. Yeah. So he passes Sandman, you're fired. All right. ECW World Title.
Okay.
Okay.
I love Masato Tanaka.
Yeah.
When I first saw Masato Tanaka in 1998 at Heatwave 98.
Yeah.
For the first time, I became a fan. Right. That was my first time where I liked Muda a lot.
Oh, of course.
But like Masato Tanaka, man, he was a legit fucking badass.
Well, he came from the quote unquote garbage wrestling
FMW.
Yeah.
So and that's one thing. And then Mike Awesome is by far one of the best.
Masato Tanaka.
Oh, hold on, sorry. I put the chat room on.
And then Mike Awesome is probably one of the better ECW World Heavyweight Champions they've had in this company.
Right.
And I became a Mike Awesome mark as well because Mike Awesome fought like a cruiserweight.
Well, they both came from FMW and Wing, yes. And all that. Right, okay, so.
And I've seen this match multiple times and never changed things around. So I got to a certain point that I knew what was going to happen throughout this whole match.
Yeah, outside chair shot, yeah, table spot.
Move the fucking guardrail. He jumps, Awesome jumps into the crowd. I mean, it's the same fucking match all the time.
Well, my favorite part of the match was Mike Awesome actually hits a Liga bomb off the apron.
Yes.
Right? Through a table. Joey Styles says, my grandmother's going to be mad at me about this, but holy shit. All right. So Joey Styles cursed, which is pretty cool, on pay-per-view. Another table spot in the ring, tries a top rope power bomb, but Tanaka reverses it, superplexes Awesome through it for a two. Too much revolving going around tables. Tanaka hits the diamond dust. That's the great. I love that move, by the way.
It's a flipping stunner.
Flipping stunner, correct.
Yep.
But Awesome ducks the roaring elbow, hits a German for a lariat, frog splash for a two, top rope power bomb, finishes it at 12:30. Like Choppy said, it was a forced finish. It's the same match. They never really changed.
They never change it up, and that's the thing. You can't have the same fucking match all the time with these two. And here's a perfect example of not to have the same match all the time. Triple H and The Rock. How many times those fuckers fight?
Several times.
Several times. They always changed it up. How many times did Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit fight? Several times, and they always changed it up.
Right.
These guys, they just go to the same fucking match all the time. And I love the match, but at the same time, switch it up. Or if you can't switch it up, have Mike Awesome fight somebody else. That's it. That was another problem I had with this match. With this pay-per-view was that.
So, we all know, if you've been listening to the show for the last 7 years, we all know how much I'm a Taz mark.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Yep.
And one of the nicest guys. You know, Mike, me, born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens, went to the same high school, you know the gimmick.
And he's not a mark for himself.
He's not a mark. He's a fucking, and he's a really good sports guy now. His radio show is pretty good on CBS Sports every morning. Him and the Moose are good. Taz knows his shit. My gripe with Taz, if I have a gripe with Taz, was he kind of sort of almost in that Mike Awesome Tanaka mold where Taz had a move set where if certain guys didn't flow with him, the match was pretty underwhelming, right?
Okay.
On paper, this match was supposed to be outstanding.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't terrible, right?
But it could have been a lot better.
Correct. Because I feel like at this point Taz should have been at least a little more innovative to evolve the character. You know, where Rob Van Dam is the high flyer, like he's got a staple. Taz is the shooter, right? So now you have a classic shooter versus high flyer. So now you have to meet in between. Van Dam is not a very amazing technical guy either. You know, he can hold his own, guy was a TV champion for almost 2 years, you know?
And never lost the belt.
No, he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt and he had to relinquish the title.
Pardon me. But this match was okay.
I enjoyed it.
It was okay. So, go ahead.
The beginning of the match, they kind of like trade off like clothesline and kicks.
Judo throw. Yeah.
That judo throw that Taz did, that judo throw, judo takedown that he did was really good.
Yeah.
It almost looked like a front Taz mission.
Well, yeah, and then he gets backdropped and he takes out a photographer. I saw that.
Yeah. Yep, saw that.
You know, there was a couple of spots here. There's flippy floppy splashes, totally out of place. Then he tries one too many ballet moves and Taz clotheslines him. The Van Damnator is tried. Taz ducks that. Fonzie slaps Taz, allowing Van Dam to hit the top rope. Van Damnator for a two. They fight for a superplex. Rob slips and falls to the floor. Van Dam did a lot of slipping. And I don't know if it's on purpose or was he just that, you know, because he didn't botch any spots, but there's a lot of times where he would slip on a rope or a turnbuckle.
Well, I think that what was going on was that at this time, because when he went to the E, he kind of like cleaned up his act a little bit. Because he wasn't slipping as much as he was in ECW. I think that Rob was just getting very overly excited that the crowd was getting into the match. And then if he got overly excited, he kind of was rushing into the moves, right?
That's exactly what I was getting at.
And then that's probably why he's always slipping, and that's why people... And I think sometimes he did it on purpose.
See, that's the thing I can't tell.
I think sometimes he did it on purpose just because he wanted to hear the "you fucked up" chant.
Was that the beauty of Rob Van Dam?
I think so.
Yeah,
Rob was
magic. No, he was fantastic.
Rob was magic.
I'm just nitpicking just for the sake of the show.
Of course,
I'm not tearing him apart. He's one of my favorite people of all time in ECW. So now they fight for the suplex. Rob slips, driving Taz's mouth to the turnbuckle, cutting him open. Actually, legit.
There was blood.
Okay. Yeah. Sloppy split legged moonsault into a 5-star frog splash. Finish it cleanly at 14 minutes 33 seconds. This was the transition for Taz.
Yeah, because he was leaving.
Yeah.
And favorite line during the announcing, he was like, "Oh man, my former boss would love the fact that if Taz took the ECW television title to the other company."
Yep.
And here's a fun fact. I don't know if I told you this or not.
No, you didn't.
Apparently, Paulie was setting up for a big money match that was supposed to get the company out of financial peril at this time.
Okay.
And the big money match that Paul was setting up for was Mike Awesome, the World Heavyweight Champion, versus Rob Van Dam, the ECW Television Champion, on pay-per-view.
Oh.
Now.
But this is when Mike Awesome jumped ship.
Right? Not even that.
Oh, no.
This is even prior to that.
Okay.
So what happened was, I believe Mike Awesome jumped ship in, like, middle of spring, I think it was, something like that.
Yes, with the title.
Correct. So what happened was that Paulie wanted to have Rob Van Dam hold both titles at one point.
Right.
So what happened? Disaster struck. Rob Van Dam broke his ankle the following year against Rhino. And he had to relinquish the title to Cyrus the Virus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for the network.
And we never got that big money match that we were expecting, which was the ECW television title versus the ECW World Heavyweight.
That makes total sense now.
And Paulie, in his heart, feels that if that match had happened, that would have saved the company even the financial peril.
Dude, 100%.
The money, that match would have been fantastic.
100%. They need the money matches at this point.
And now we're going to the main event.
The main event. Rhino, Just Incredible, and Landstorm versus Tommy Dreamer, Raven, and the Sandman.
At this point, I believe Rhino and Sandman were just killing each other. And then Just Incredible and Landstorm, the Impact players, were going up against Tommy Dreamer and Raven for the ECW Tag Team titles.
Yeah.
Very good feud.
Yeah, no, this was good.
Longest entrance of all time has to go to Sandman. It's fucking annoying after a while. I get sick of this fucking
Yeah, thing. It's Undertaker 2 and him 1. I love Metallica, but I could do without that, you know.
Who has the longest entrance? Rob Van Dam or Sandman? Because Rob Van Dam, used to just
by proxy, because that song isn't long enough.
Oh, Pantera.
Yeah, yeah, by proxy, because Enter Sandman's longer.
Uptown Georgie. Rob Van Dam, Pick a Hand. You know what that story's from? He because I believe Taz was talking shit one day, And Robin then approached Taz, and he said, "Hey, Taz, pick a hand." And Taz's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, just pick a hand." So Taz's like, "All right, right hand." And Rob Van Dam smacked the shit out of Taz in the locker room.
That's true?
It's legit.
Wow, I never knew that.
Oh, yeah, Taz was a make-believe tough guy. And Rob Van Dam called his bullshit.
That's pretty funny.
So, anyways.
All right, so Rhino spears Raven for a two. Now this brawl begins. Raven sets up a chair for Tommy to springboard off onto the heels, but anyone sees that Charlie Brown cartoon where, you know, they pull the football, right? Okay. Anyway, if you need to know what that means, go watch Charlie Brown. It's funny.
Peanuts.
Catfight erupts. Yeah, peanuts. Catfight erupts. Raven uses a distraction to take a swing at with the Singapore cane. He misses it, hits the Sandman instead. Justin Credible grabs him for the tombstone, one of the best pile drivers in the business, too, at that time, at 9 minutes and 20 seconds. The announcers are all shocked that Raven, of all people, might have actually been a bad person. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, come on.
But that was the pay-per-view. It's on the network. Outside of the cheesy music they put in for the wrestlers, it's not a really bad pay-per-view.
It's a really good pay-per-view.
Yeah.
What kills the pay-per-view, you got to keep in mind, the mystique of ECW was also the music. The music made the product amazing. And what pisses me off is that when you watch the ECW pay-per-views on the network, the music that's piped in, it kills it for me. It really does. I mean, like, when Rob Van Dam was money when he came out to Pantera. And then they picked up some cheesy generic rock music for him to come out to. They still maintained Taz's music.
Later, cuz.
Anybody see Richie?
They still maintained fucking Mike Awesome's music. And it's fucking awful. It's just a lot of the music is fucking awful. Chris Candido would come out to AC/DC.
Back in Black.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then fucking Rhino, who came out to Debonair for Dope.
Which was it's gonna be a closing number tonight.
Yeah, I mean, come on, like, can you at least try to get some type of borrow the rights for some of these pay per views? Because it's fucking annoying.
Now that you owned everything, I don't see why they can't. But I don't know if it's a I don't know.
It's they would have to contact each and
every publishing and it,
each and every individual like act to get
to get the rights. It's it has to be something that's deeply involved because WWE's hasn't done it and they own everything. So why, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's got to be a thing where you got to pay like record companies and publishing.
But how much could they have? Would they have to
chop?
Pay?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about the music industry like that.
I mean, it's annoying, dude.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyway, but that's the pay per view. Go watch it.
It's good.
It's a really good
matches pay-per-view. Are very. No, very
it's
good.
Pretty good. It's really good outside of the cheesy.
And movie. Rhino was emerging as a later hammer.
No, I think he's saying goodnight to Cousin Rich.
What think of, and this is the emergence of Rhino becoming the next main event star for that company as well. Because Rhino was money.
Rhino, Steve Corino, Tajiri,
you know,
Mike Awesome tonight.
Paul had to set up for the next phase of talent because
Dreamer and Justin Credible had some kind of feud too.
Yeah.
Right?
But so. the Dudleys were
Dudleys were leaving. Van Dam was on his way out at that point.
Yep. So you know. A lot of guys were leaving, so he had to set up for the future. Candido was one. Oh, not Candido. Carino was one. Justin Credible was another guy.
Yeah.
And Rob Van Dam was supposed to be his next guy. And to, you know, disaster struck, and it is what it is.
It is what it is. It definitely is what it is.
But again, it's solid pay per view, guys. Go check it out. I loved it. Anything ECW is fucking amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
There's always the one pay per view that we should have done. I think it was SummerSlam '99 with Scorpio Too Cold Scorpio versus Rob Van Dam.
Yeah,
that's a really good match too. You got to check out.
Yeah.
And you remember how you said that...
That was Heat Wave.
Yeah, was it Heat Wave?
No, we did Heat Wave 99.
I'm talking about CyberSlam 99.
When was that?
I forget. It was...
We could still do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, it's...
We could do it next month.
Whatever.
Before Christmas.
But, the,
We could do it as an extra bonus episode.
We could. Remember how you said Taz and Rob Van Dam was just like, an okay match?
Yeah.
You know which match was even better than that one? Was the one from the month before.
Which was
Balls Mahoney?
Against Rob Van Dam.
Oh yeah.
And Balls wasn't the crackhead yet. Balls was still Balls, and he can move for three. Balls is my size. He's like three and change.
But he can move.
He can fucking move, dude. So athletic. He was solid.
He looks like Mick Foley, but like athletic. Athletic Mick Foley.
Balls Mahoney. You guys gotta go watch his Smoky Mountain stuff
when he was
what
was his character.
Shit.
It was not Dirty White Boy.
No, that was Tony Anthony.
Yeah.
That was Tony Anthony.
Was it
He was
Fuck, now I gotta look it up.
Let's look it up. Hold on. Right now. Hold on a minute. Let's see. Oh, Boo Bradley.
Boo Bradley.
Yeah, he was Boo Bradley in Smoky Mountain. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. ECW exploited talent. They hit all the negatives and exposed the positives, which made them one of the greatest, you know, franchises of all time, feds of all time. They innovated the business. They were the reason why. For me personally, they were the reason why WCW kept beating WWE in the ratings. They kept stealing fucking the talent and their fucking gimmick matches from ECW.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Hogan and the NWO thing and Sting, kept them afloat, obviously. But the mid card and the lower card, all the hardcore matches, and they brought Public Enemy in, and Raven and Stevie Richards and Sandman, and you know they brought Guerrero in, they brought Benoit Malenko, and
they brought in so much.
They cherry picked everybody. So ECW, and we will say this till we're done with this. ECW was one of the greatest times of our lives, and if you're a wrestling fan, so
7 years of fun.
No, you ain't lying. And I experienced a ton of it.
Yeah, a lot too.
A ton of it. All right, let's get out of here, man.
Let's do it.
All right, so first of all, thank you for everybody for hanging out with us. We had a lot of people in the chat room tonight. Thank you for everybody listening on The Rant. Thank you for everybody listening on TuneIn. This will all be up on the gimmicks. The Instagram thing, I apologize. The Instagram thing, we're going to try to get the old account back. It's still active. We just have to get back into it. We don't have the password. It's a long story. But T-Buckle T-Backs, same thing as Twitter. And ProWrestlingTees.com, go buy a shirt. Go support all the websites. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and of course, the Dark Satellite Media. All good shows, all solid stuff. It's going to be a fucking... we're going to end the year right. We have a lot of stuff coming on.
Later, homie.
So keep it locked, keep it tight, and I think that's it. I don't think anything else. Jay will be back next week. He's at the Grateful Dead concert. Well, whatever's left of Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, at TBuggleTBacks, at
Choppy2984, and then what's your other Twitter that you have?
Oh, that's just my regular Phil Ray. That's my personal one.
Okay.
You don't have to follow. I post sport things and I look at big tits. That's really what I do.
Good for you.
You know.
And then follow us on Instagram, TBuckleTBacks.
Right.
New one on Instagram. Follow us on, like us on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
Follow us on Facebook. If you ever want to talk wrestling, you can message us on Facebook. I'm Choppy Mergaka on Facebook. He's Phil Ray on Facebook. We'll talk. I mean, it might take us a while to get to you, but we will say, we'll respond. It's just, we're just very busy with work and life, and we apologize if we don't get back to you right away. But, yeah, just follow us on those, on the social media gimmicks, and we'll get to you.
Yeah, exactly. So on behalf of everybody in the chat room, on behalf of Jay, on behalf of my partner Choppy, and the Pat Player, Mr. Philly Ray Bing, you would do a running wall to give yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, buckle up if you're in the Northeast, and bundle up because it's fucking cold out now.
It is cold now.
And I love it.
And you want to know something? When next month hits, we're going to be missing the cold weather we're getting now because it's in the 50s. Next month, it's going to be in the 30s.
Nah. Anyway. We'll still be hot in here, bitches. All right?
Bitches.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.